that story. That is
why did they take that baby's eyes out?
Just the one eye. He still has the other.
Wasn't he about to lose the
he
other
did.
Eye?
Well, all right. It was a close call.
Allison, I watched the show.
I see.
You're
that.
Sunk.
I know. Well, but so he kept the other eye. It turned out to be a successful operation, thankfully.
With Larry Flick on SiriusXM OutQ 108.
Good morning. Normally I'd let the song play, but honestly, we got to get the mics on right away because we have Allison Sweeney in the studio. And I can't waste a second of the time we have with her because I love her so much.
Wow, I love that.
I'm Larry Flick, and this is your Morning Jolt, SiriusXM OutQ 108. Keith Price is here.
It's rocking out. I wish you could see the dance he is doing right now. That is really something.
He's just showing off for you.
Exactly. He totally is.
Don't ask him to do his standing up because his knee will give out.
The seated dance. As a driver in L.A., I know from the dance, the sitting,
get that
driving
whole
dance.
Get roll in it, too, when you're behind
totally.
The wheel.
Whoa,
Allison Sweeney is here, and she has got a lot going on.
Okay.
She's quite the multitasker. She really is. She is, of course, the host of The Biggest Loser. She's on Days of Our Lives. And she's actually partnered up with Creston Oral-Bee to share her never-told story of riding the road to success and having a healthy mouth.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
So we're going to get to all of that, but I have to... Wait. Let me
skip it.
The music.
I have to have a word with you.
It's very serious.
Because you broke me down right in the middle of a workout. I'm trying to lose my fat without having to go on the fucking Biggest Loser.
Whoa.
There we go, right?
You're doing it, man. Keeping the dream alive.
And so there I am on the elliptical machine at the New York Sports Club. Days of Our Lives is on the screen. Mm-hmm. I enjoy Days of Our Lives.
Thank
you know
you.
I enjoy Days
I
of Our Lives.
I do know that.
And there she is telling her son why they're taking his eyes out.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Oh, God.
You're going to be like a pirate.
So, our vast yummies.
And I'm like a fool.
Was crying.
On the elliptical.
You're totally
crying. Looking like during.
Shoot.
And now in New York City, Days of Our Lives airs at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So the New York Sports Club downstairs,
poppin',
Keith,
is popping.
Nothing but hunky, hot businessmen.
There you are.
And me. Fat, sweating, and crying.
I hate exercise. I hate it so much.
And I might have said on the next day on the air to Keith Price, damn that Allison Sweeney. Fuck Allison Sweeney. I dare her to come back to my studio so I could tell her about making me cry.
Love that story. That is
why did they take that baby's eyes out?
Just the one eye. He still has the other.
Wasn't he about to lose the
he
other
did.
Eye?
Well, all right. It was a close call.
Allison, I watched the show.
I see.
You're
that.
Sunk.
I know. Well,
you're sunk.
But so he kept the other eye. It turned out to be a successful operation, thankfully.
I know. But
I call him Dr. Death. Sean's character, Jonas. I refer to him as Dr. Death because he kills everybody. Like comes into that hospital. It's like, please don't kill my child.
And honestly,
again.
She.
It's true.
And the kid, and to make it worse,
we
Keith,
can't even talk.
To make it worse,
Keith like won't stop laughing. Like,
I know.
Can the audience even hear us right now? He's
because honestly, to make it even worse, the kid is like, but I don't want to be a pirate.
Mother, I want
How
to keep
crazy.
My eye, Mother.
The
I
best, want- like, most, the hardest moment of that storyline was when he like touched our faces and he played that. Ooh. He was like. Just in case, I want to remember what you look like. I was like, oh,
and I'm,
God.
And there I am, Keith.
Just rip out crying. My heart.
Fat, sweating, and crying.
That
and so now
hot.
I will say to Allison Sweeney, fuck you for making me cry.
You and those damn writers.
And I will say thank you very much. I love it. I love it.
You have done such amazing things with that character.
Thank you.
You really have, because they make you do some crazy stuff.
They do.
And
you kind of lose all sort of sense of dignity, frankly. I'll be honest.
I mean, honestly,
playing Sammy Brady for 18 years has beaten out of me any sort of sense of like pride or ego associated. I mean, I'll do it. Sammy will do it.
And okay,
I ain't scared.
You are one of the top three most fertile characters in all of daytime, because someone breathes near Sammy and she's pregnant.
I know.
How many kids
do
you have now?
Well, okay, just the four. But that's normal. Lots of people have four kids.
Not with four different men.
Well, depending on where you live. Hey.
Right, right, right.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Why am I defending myself to you? Two dads.
She is so fertile.
It's really the twins thing that gets creepy. Normally, two different dads.
Poking their eyes out, you know.
No, these things happen, man.
Having babies with men who, you know, hate her.
The whole Rafe 2 fiasco. I know. How great. Did you watch this recently? Punching EJ twice? Was that the best ever?
Yes.
I was pretty psyched about
I was cheering.
Yeah.
Cheering.
Who wasn't?
You and that guy are good together, though.
Thank you. Which guy?
The guy who plays EJ.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
fire.
We're fun together. Yeah, it is.
Fire.
Spicy.
It's really good. Are you married?
In real life?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So how does your husband feel about those scenes? Mm-hmm. Because you two look like you just want to... Just honestly, like, how do they put this out? Just sop it up with a biscuit.
Whoa, I like that expression.
I mean,
thank you.
Chemistry is incredible.
Thank you. We do have good chemistry. We enjoy working together. It's a lot of fun.
And what I like about what the writers have done with Sammy and EJ is they haven't gone soft on each other. They stay kind of like they're in it, they're not in it, they're in it, they're not. It's very...
It's always an extreme emotion. It's never it's never like, oh hey, what's going on? You know, there's a lot of tension, and we really, of course, play it to the hilt and have fun, really trying to make the most of that dynamic between the two of them, because it is definitely not, you know, mediocre. It's all or nothing with them. They're like magnets. So you know, it's fun to play.
Well, we're going to talk with Allison Sweeney to all the people from Crest in the studio. We will be talking about the Crest Oral B thing, but I have a couple more Days of Our Lives, because how many times do I get an opportunity to have you in the studio?
I know. It's okay.
So I'm hearing that Christy Clark and Austin Peck are coming back.
Christy Clark and Patrick Muldoon.
Patrick Muldoon. I'm sorry. Forgive
That's okay.
me.
He originated the role of Austin.
Right.
And he's the first one of the first characters I worked with back in when I started the show in 1993.
Now, I'm curious to know how you feel all of this is going to play out, because back in the day, Sammy Joe. She does look a little Heather Locklear. Right?
Where are you from? Yeah, geez, love it.
But Sammy was kind of the foil for all things Carrie.
Right. And it's funny because, let me just say, she just started working this week. And I can't give away the storyline, but I can just say there is something about, like, no matter how old you get, when you go back to that high school reunion, don't you just feel like however you were in high school? Like, for me, for example, I was totally this dorky kid that didn't have a lot of friends. And no matter how successful or whatever happens with my career or my life, I go back and see those kids from school and you immediately feel that way again. Like, secretly, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I have braces on again, all over again, you know? And so seeing Christy, I love her. We are like sisters. We hadn't seen each other in a long time. And we sit down in the makeup room and it's as though no time has passed. And we're immediately talking about totally sister-like conversations about everything, and we have that intimacy and that closeness of just having worked together and known each other since we were teenagers. But you get on stage and no matter what the dialogue said, there is a Carrie and Sammy dynamic that will never change and always starts with that whole Carrie was the face of the 90s on Bella magazine and Sammy wasn't. So Carrie had all the boys and Sammy didn't. So like it's no matter what the story is, I can't play Sammy as anything other than this little sister, this pretty girl that everybody liked and more than Sammy. So yes, it's definitely going to be interesting dynamics
that
to see how it plays
out. Interesting, because
2011.
Because back then, even though you were I thought, super hot. They played you like you weren't as hot as you are now. And how often on the set do you remind Christy that you are still younger?
Ooh. we're only like 2 years apart in age. And it's funny, too, because we both have two children. And so in some ways, 18 years later, we both have two kids. Patrick isn't married. He doesn't have kids yet. So in some ways, like, Christy and I have led parallel lives and moved on and really grown and changed. And so we have a lot more that we add to these characters now.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. This is the Morning Jolt, Sirius XM at Q108. It's 46 past the hour, and we're talking with Allison Sweeney. So now, tell us about this really neat Life Opens Up. If you go to the website, Crest and Earl B have launched a Life Opens Up online video contest, and it's an opportunity for you to also learn more about Allison's own life opening up moment. And what this really is an opportunity to, I think, from my interpretation of what's happening here, is a chance to obviously use these products because they're good products, obviously, duh. But also how good self-care will inform everything else in your life.
That's exactly
and
right.
And how it will, if you, we were joking because, you know, so I'm looking at some stuff here and it's like, you know, having a great life, including having a healthy mouth. And of course, there's so many vulgar things I can say, but I won't. But what it really gets
it's
at, though.
It's too obvious anyway.
You know, and I never do the obvious. I'm very subtle.
I know. I admire that about you. But you're right.
But what it really gets at, though, is if you take good care of everything, including something that we take for granted, like our smile, you know, oral hygiene, It will put you through the world
right
with more confidence.
That's exactly the right word, is confidence. And you were asking about my reference to it, and every story you told about Sammy and growing up for me and in the entertainment industry, I mean, it was sort of the obvious of, like, you have to put that forward. You're putting yourself out there, your body, your hair, your face, your smile, and to have the confidence of knowing you've taken care of your oral hygiene, you've taken care of your body, it's just one of those elements that gives you the right building blocks to have confidence so that you know your message is being heard. And that's a really important part of what I do for a living, but also I think that's it's important in general in social interactions. It's, you know, I think these stories could be how you met your true love. You know, maybe there's a moment like that where you just had that confidence that came from knowing you had just brushed your teeth or whatever, you know, that gives you that.
Because who wants to kiss cigarette breath?
No kidding. Okay. I mean, right? It's like every little bit of your life really is, like, a great word, informed by how you took care of yourself to get you to that moment. And so the contest is a super fun idea. My video is up on the website, which is lifeopensupproject.com, but they have a great prize too. So everybody's going to enter their videos, and two people are going to win up to $25,000 and a chance to be on the Rachel Ray Show.
That's pretty good.
So it's a good prize. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can check out other people's videos. You can check out my video. The site itself is pretty cool. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons. And I think that Crest and Orby have put together a great contest and have a really great message.
And they tend to do this kind of, this isn't the first time that Crest and Earl B have done this kind of work before. They've had other really interesting, fun projects in the past that support treating yourself well. And it's you know, that's one of the messages. We're very silly here in the morning, but we also try to remind people, well, you know, it's a good way to earn rent. but one of the underlying messages is start your day feeling good, because there's gonna be so many opportunities out there to trip and fall and be bummed out.
Right.
Feel good. Take good care of yourself. If you're taking good care of yourself, you have a good shot at having a better day than when you don't take care of
yourself.
That's
absolutely true. It's like you were saying about being on the treadmill or watching the show. You are giving that gift to yourself.
Yeah.
And having now done that, the rest of your day is going to be better and you're going to feel better about yourself because of that choice that you made.
Because your whole day is dictated by the first few minutes.
Oh my gosh,
that's
so true.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
A firm believer in that.
You can make or break. Absolutely.
And so that's why you should exercise. And if you haven't seen Days of Our Lives, record it, watch it in the morning, cry with Sammy, it'll be good.
Yeah.
So tell me about this mommy diet, because you know what? You're annoyingly thin.
Yes. Oh, What's with the like? Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I didn't want to say it. Yes.
And she's wearing shorts and a tight tank top. She's rocking the bod. We're gay.
You.
And see, the thing is, because we're gay.
You can say that and I won't hate you.
You won't hate us because you know that a gay guy would say, oh,
honey,
Allison.
Yeah.
Girl,
really?
Look at you.
Not today. That's
not today.
Your best.
You're bloating, aren't you?
No. Right. I appreciate your honesty and thank you for the compliment. The Mommy Diet is a book I wrote, really trying to help share my experience with other moms and other people out there. You know, whether you're a mom or just a caregiver, or people tend to make the mistake of taking care of everybody else except themselves.
Mm.
And it's so important because, I mean, I can't stress enough and Crest and RLB have the right message. It's like no one else can look after you and take care of your body the way that you can. So you need to take care of it while you can. Take care of your nutrition. Take care of your fitness. Brush your teeth. Do what you can do to make your body as strong as you can, as healthy as you can, so you can get out there and take care of other people. So the Mommy Diet is really sort of a lot of tips, some great recipes and advice, and then some fun stories along the way of my experiences at Days and on the set of The Biggest Loser, and the advice I've received that have helped me trim down after having a baby and stay healthy. You know, maintenance is a really important part of that element too. I mean, the thing about weight loss and sort of weight maintenance in general is that it's not like a problem that you fix and then you never have to worry about it again. You have to think about it every single meal, every single day for the whole rest of your life.
Aren't you obsessed with food, Allison?
I think we all are to a certain degree.
Like,
I mean,
really obsessed. Like, what would you eat right now if you could?
That's a great question. It's sort of hot. I would have some gazpacho right now. Ooh, I like gazpacho in the summer.
At this hour of the morning? Really?
I've been up since like 4, so
I've been up
like
since 3. Ew. Try harder.
Oh. Exactly. Did you go to bed at 1 a.m.?
No.
Oh, ka-chow!
Oh, damn her!
Who wins?
You
Who
win.
Who sleeps less than anybody?
You
I
win.
I am a robot. I
you
do.
Are a robot.
And she looks good. Hey.
She does look good. So a new season of The Biggest Loser is coming in the fall.
Yes.
So how often do you sit with chicken legs on the set? Because you know I would. I'm a fat guy.
I don't
can
know
say
what you're
that.
Talking about.
You do, don't you?
I don't.
You do.
I'm very
Mike and I.
excited. I have a job to go home to. And I'm very happy about the season.
How often do you spray Pam on yourself? Before you go on set, so you have that buttery smell.
By the way, that's disgusting. If I was going to spray something on myself, it would not be Pam. Though, it's a very useful cooking ingredient that I use
just in case
when
they're
in the kitchen. I don't feel like you could lick that up really well. It's not good alone, you know. Pam needs, like, other ingredients. It's too bad we're on a radio show.
I'm just being silly with you. So, so I mean, is it how?
All of a sudden, he's trying to be serious.
Like,
do you think people are like looking at their radio right now, like what is happening? It's like chaos
no,
has rained.
They know about us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's just me that's new to this.
They're used to this. No, I'm just playing.
Okay, so Biggest Loser, I will be serious for a second and say that we actually have a lot of fun when we're out there. They're awesome people, and you know, I mean, they have to go in knowing that we're gonna torture them a little bit with like temptations, and it is hard. But you know, I mean, they work out 6 hours a day, and that's
and
what you
hungry.
Do.
And they're
day.
Mean. How mean are they?
6 hours a day, and then they just
the
show
end.
Up with a donut.
I mean, I would be mean. I'm mean now.
Because I'm hungry.
Because I'm hungry.
It's every day. I mean, sure, you're changing your life. You're going from eating 10,000 calories a day to eating like less than 2,000. Like, yeah, it's a big shocker.
It's
you know, I mean,
shocker.
It's an emotional roller coaster. It's like anybody who's making a big life change like that. Yeah, you're an emotional, you know, roller coaster.
You do a good job at that show. I go back and forth on that show, but you do a really good job on that one.
Thank
because
you.
Because I feel like you are. You're not some skinny bitch who's going to be like, gee, I feel
there,
so sorry for you,
working towards
even
us.
Though I'm a genetic freak. And you're not like the former host who was like, hey, you're not supposed to gain weight during the season while they're losing weight,
oh my God.
Dude. So, you know. Let's just let the host say everything.
I feel like you're a regular girl. That's what I try to.
You're like a regular girl who just happens to look really beautiful.
Well, thank you for saying that. But I feel like you're right. I am sort of that person who is living the life that they are aspiring towards, which is I have two jobs, I have a husband, I have kids, and I'm that person who has to fit in a workout and try to eat right too, you know. And so like half the time when we're out there talking to experts or different people with nutritional guidelines or advice, or Curtis Stone comes and visits the set, like I learn something too. So I do think you're right. Like that's where I add that element of like of sort of the I'm a viewer too. I just get the first look at it.
You do a terrific job.
Thank you.
You really do. And I love having fun with you because you're capable of it, which is nice.
Thank you. Yes. If I couldn't have fun, I would kill myself.
I mean, well, especially
stab myself.
Or just tell that baby, you know what? I don't care if your eyes are coming out of your head. Full circle.
See, that's the art of radio, people. In progress.
You are so, oh my gosh, please come and see us again.
I will.
If we
I'll
haven't
be back.
Scared you and your many people away. watch Allison Sweeney on Days of Our Lives every weekday on NBC. I think it's 1 p.m. across the country, but check your local listings. It's going through a nice little renaissance right now.
Thank you.
With Christy Clark coming back, Deirdre Hall is coming back. My Deirdre, you know how I love her.
But in September, yes.
But it's honestly, the reason to watch Days is for Sammy.
Oh.
You sustained her for so many years.
Thank you.
No,
thank
I'm being 100% real because you know I'm a psycho about soaps. Sammy, you have done something miraculous in that most actors come on shows as villains and then they sweeten the character up because the actor becomes popular and then suddenly, pew.
Yeah.
You've managed to be a heroine, but you're still kind of a bitch sometimes.
Well, I appreciate you saying
that
because I don't always feel that way. I've felt a little victim-y lately. Like the whole Rave 2 thing, I was like, I know, but we know.
See, here's you know what I'm excited about? I know that Carrie coming back is going to bring Sammy's hardcore bitch out.
Yay, who's excited? Raise your hands.
I'm serious.
Wow, like a bunch of people.
It's going to be really good. And also, please, please, please. This is really, and we've been being very silly because, again, Allison Sweeney.
Because I am silly.
Has a sense of humor, and we enjoy people with a sense of humor. But we do want you to go to lifeopensupproject.com. lifeopensupproject.com and enter the online video contest to share your story about how having good oral hygiene has helped you in your life. I mean, it sounds kind of, I know, yes, I'm reading a plug. Duh. But this
you hadn't said that, no one would have known.
Exactly. But the point is, though,
it's very
I'm willing to read it because it's true, it's real, it starts with taking care of yourself.
Totally.
You can't take it, especially if you're a mom, you know, you can't take good care of your kids unless you're taking care of yourself first because you're projecting the wrong message to your kids.
Absolutely.
So take good care of yourself. Check out the website. Again, lifeopensupproject.com. And, of course, use Crest and Oral-B. They don't bring us free stuff, so we have to buy it. It's, you know.
Oh, slam. Oh, he got the free hookup.
Was that good?
That was good.
Do I get a point for that?
That's good.
And, of course, look for The Biggest Loser in the fall. Please come back.
I will.
Please
absolutely.
Come back.
Thanks for
so
having
great.
Me.
And we'll see you tomorrow, y'all. All
right. Run my whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me?